Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Early 60s, you were probably calling games then.
I was. So, you know, I was calling in my bedroom in Green Bay.
Okay, there you go.
I was 12 years old.
That's how you got your start. 10 o'clock on a Monday night, they're saying, Kevin, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
That's what they do.
No,
they knock on the door and said, okay,
this is my career. Don't crush my dream. That's how it all started, people.
NFL Network analyst.
The first ever regular season game in Ireland.
I want to see the gritty in Irish, okay? What he said he's got
in
something.
Irish.
Yeah, he said
gritty
he's got Irish gritty coming up.
All right. I want to see the gritty in Irish.
In Irish.
Good to know.
Listen. Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our second with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911, Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUMB-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt, thanks for joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. We are actually live at Stadium Swim at Circa. It's pretty awesome. And Bears fans left Las Vegas very happy with a win. The game wasn't pretty, but it was a win. And I know we talked a little bit about this last week, that you can make more corrections after a win. How did you feel like Caleb played, and where is there still room for him to grow?
I think it was a win. You know, the more I watched it, the more I'm thinking to myself, well, how did they get out of there with a win? But obviously they got a little help from the defensive side or some mistakes by Geno on that side. But, you know, in this league, they're all tough. And the bottom line is finding ways to win. And they found a way to win on the road, which was great. I think Caleb continues to do a nice job. I mean, it's not great. It's not fully there yet. But I thought he made a number of plays again, a number of good plays inside the pocket. I thought a couple things that stood out was that, he handled pressure really well. Sometimes when, there were some hot situations and he saw it and got the ball out of his hands very, very quickly. So, I like the fact that, you're not watching it and you're going, oh, he's reverting back to some things you saw before, that every week he's fighting that same battle and doing some really good things. And I think growing within the offense and growing as a quarterback, patient quarterback that can play inside the pocket and go through some reads and stuff. I think there's always room for improvement, missing some throws and some, some reads at times. Maybe getting through it too fast or not seeing something that's right in front of him. But again, I think through four games, you have to be happy with the growth that he's shown and the comfort level that he seems to feel at this point in this offense. And I think it's only going to get better.
Kurt, you've really helped us kind of dial in how we can look at a game from Caleb, because there are a bunch of negative plays that we could reference and talk through. And you mentioned a couple things, and we had just talked about a couple. But there's also a bunch of positives, and each play is its own animal, right? And hopefully you see progress overall. I did see him against a full-on blitz hit Zacchaeus a couple of times on what seemed like a hot read and stay in. How about the Rome touchdown? The touchdown to Rome Odunze on third and 12 when it looked like he knew he was going to get hit maybe and stood in there strong, waited long enough, and completed that ball. That was exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are the big-time throws that you know are in there. But I love the timing of it. I love the fact that he, you know, he let that thing go. You know, I was trying to watch the concept, and I'm not even really sure what the concept was because they had kind of what I call a pepper post on the other side where it's a not a normal post that goes, you know, to the pylon, or I mean to the goalpost, but it goes to the back pylon on the other side. So normally you don't have anything, you know, running high on that side. So I don't know if that was an in. It looked kind of like a skinny post, but regardless, he let that thing go way early, saw the window, like you said, with the pressure coming, and put a perfect throw on Rome for the touchdown. And, you know, obviously those things excite you, not just because it's a great throw, but just the anticipation and the ability to let that go and know what he was looking at. So he could let that go early. And get it out there, whether it would be to take a sack or the window to close. You know, those are things that you really love to see, you know, within the offense is that, hey, he's got some comfort level with some things where maybe we're starting to see some other things come out that we haven't really seen the last couple years, like that anticipation. And, you know, because you guys have watched a lot of football with a lot of quarterbacks, not everybody has that. Not everybody has the ability to kind of see ahead and let things go early, you know, when playing the game. And so that one he definitely had anticipation, you know, so maybe that's a glimpse of something that's inside of Caleb that, you know, we'll get to start seeing down the road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Ben was really honest about a moment towards the end where he says to Caleb, like, you were built for this. This is what you do. And it clearly meant something to Caleb as well. By the time that you're winning Super Bowls, like, you're a fully grown quarterback, Kurt. But was there, do you remember anything from really early in your career where during a game, a coach showed real true belief in you getting the job done, and not just, it doesn't feel like platitudes, it feels like real support and can help breed some confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I would say less of a coach in a situation, but a player. I remember that first year in 99 when I took over, and obviously we had great talent on the team, and I think everybody kind of looked at it when I first took over as kind of as, okay, you know, we'll kind of carry him and he'll just be kind of a cog in the wheel. And, you know, we all know as the quarterback, at some point you've got to kind of take over and become the guy if a team's really going to be good and an offense is going to be really good. And so we were playing against Detroit. It ended up being the first loss that we had on the season. But we were, you know, down late, and it was kind of the first time, because all the games up to that point, we had kind of blown out our opponent. It was the first time that, you know, I was in a situation where I had to bring our team back and make a drive and was able to drive the team down and put us in the end zone. And just remember Marshall coming over to me, and you know, he actually just kind of pointed to his heart and just kind of, you know, made a point of saying, hey, you know, we all saw that. Like, this is, that was your moment to kind of earn the respect of your guys and for us to see what you're all about, and kind of passing the torch going, okay, now it's your team. So that was kind of my moment, even though we ended up losing that game, you know, Troy came back and scored a touchdown to win. But that was kind of my moment where, you know, I felt like I had the full support of the team and they understood who I was. And now it was about following me, you know, moving forward. And so I think we all need that as a player, whether that's coming from a coach or coming from your teammates, to kind of say, hey, we see you, you know, we understand what you're all about. Now take us to where we want to go.
You know, Kurt, after the game, as I'm watching him in postgame, and we've watched him so much over this year and a quarter or whatever it is, he seemed so proud and pumped and, like, comfortable in the postgame. Like, words come quicker and come easier, and some of the words are Ben's. Some of the words are head coaches.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I mean, this is a young guy. It's like, and he talked about Ben's calmness helping them at halftime. It's like, it seems like this coach is really trying to reach him, and maybe Caleb is open to it. Like, how important is it to be open to letting yourself be molded by somebody?
Yeah, I think it's really important to be vulnerable and to be coachable. You know, you come in as a young guy with high expectations and all the success that you had in college, and you're supposed to be the savior. And, you know, and again, I see it all the time, is that it's almost like they come in and they're supposed to know everything and they're supposed to get it, or they're supposed to at least pretend like they do. And so you see a lot of young guys that, you know, almost kind of like shake people off, and it's kind of like, nah, I'm good. You know, I got this, you know, and kind of that false bravado of, hey, you know, I don't want anybody to think I have a weakness, so I'm going to pretend like I have all the answers. And I think it's a big deal when guys are willing to humble themselves and go, you know what, I don't. And, you know, it kind of appears as if Caleb said, okay, mold me a little bit. And now maybe it was forced, you know, because sometimes I think you got to force it. I got 7 kids. And there's lots of times where they want to shake mom and dad off. And you're like, nope, you know, we're not going to let you shake us off. You know, we're going to help you in this situation so you can learn and grow. And so I think there's a lot of young guys that come in and, you know, they try to pretend like they have it all. And at some point, somebody needs to kind of, you know, take them by, you know, whatever, and say, nope, we're going to do it this way. And it sure seemed like Ben did that. But at the same time, the player has to at some point be willing to kind of, you know, throw off that false bravado and go, you're right, I need this, I need help, I'm willing to listen, you know, shape me and mold me. And I just tweeted today that, you know, after having 7 kids for so long, I've come to realize that one of the hardest things for me is when I want to help one of my kids, and when I really feel like I have the ability to help them, but they don't want the help. And my wife, you know, recently saw a podcast or read a book, you know, called Let Them. And so she's constantly preaching that to me. Like, if they're not ready and they don't want it, you got to pull back and just let them do their thing. And, you know, eventually, you know, they're going to see that, you know, they do need help, or they're going to reach out for help, or whatever that is. And so I feel like sometimes you got to just go, okay, I'm going to let them fail. I'm going to let them go down their path. Because it doesn't matter how much I offer to help them, if they're not willing to listen to it or to hear it, they're not going to accept it. And I feel it's very much the same, you know, in this field. Like, we've talked about it. I make myself available to a bunch of young quarterbacks, and nobody ever calls. And it could be because they have other people and other things that can help them. But I think a lot of it is simply this, what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want anybody to know that I don't have the answers. So if I reach out to somebody and ask them for help, then it's going to show people that I don't know. And I look at it like, well, if you don't know, you better know, you better figure it out, or you're not going to be here for long. But I think that's a big part of it. And so sometimes you just got to step back and go, all right, I'm available, but I'm not going to keep pushing this, because until you're ready, it's not going to work. And I feel like, you know, Caleb is at that stage where he's ready and he's been pushed and he's been, you know, molded a little bit. And then you talk about the confidence that he seems to be talking with and the freedom. I think now it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm getting help and it's working. Like, I'm growing and I'm getting better. And this feels good. You know, and instead of trying to pretend like I have all the answers, now I'm getting the answers. And now you put that with my talent and this is what's showing up on a week to week basis, man, that is a freeing thing. And that allows him, I think, to be so much more comfortable in his own skin instead of trying to be something that maybe he's not completely. Now this is allowing him to be himself and to be free. And I think you hear that when he talks. It's not as measured. It's just kind of like, hey, now I can just speak my mind. Now I can just be me. And you love how that, you know, shows up on Sundays.
I love hearing you talk about parenting. And while you're talking about that, I ran across an interview with Mike Shinoda, who's the lead singer of Linkin Park. And he was talking about how he's working with his daughter and his daughter's playing guitar. And he's like, well, you know, you might want to try this. And the daughter goes, "I get out of here." And then his wife shows the daughter a Linkin Park concert. And the daughter goes, "Who's that?" And the mom goes, "That's your dad in front of 80,000 people. He kind of knows something about performing and getting you ready to perform."
Hey, man. My boy wants to hear nothing about singing from me. I sing, Kurt, and my boy's a real good young musician. He wants nothing. We think you're on it.
We think you're totally on it.
We think you're totally on it.
It's the old Joe Madden axiom. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a moment in the postgame where Caleb brought up his own body language, how it was bad in years past or last year. And he said his biggest growth is keeping composure for his guys. Ben brought up the body language in August. And now here's Caleb talking about it comfortably. Like, oh, yeah, I've been working on that. And I think that's been some growth. It's just like that honesty. One question about what Caleb – a lot of the short throws, he seems to fire without touch sometimes. Like, there was an early one, the first three and out, Lawrence, to DeAndre Swift. He's on the move, and he rifles it towards Swift's head, and he couldn't catch it. Just a little touch. Like, how do you teach that? How do you teach that to a young quarterback?
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of it is just teaching guys how to throw a football and the ability to engage your body to make certain throws. And again, I've worked with a lot of young quarterbacks, and very few of them, in my opinion, really understand how to throw a football. Like, they can grab a football and throw it really far or really hard or throw it, you know, well by most people's standards, but they've never been taught how to throw a football. And so I'm a believer that that power should come from your body and not your arm. And that means the arm should never be firing 100 miles an hour and throwing things hard. But when guys haven't learned how to throw, they throw with their arm. And I think that's one thing we see with Caleb a lot is that, you know, he increases the velocity of his arm when I want him to increase the velocity with his body and allow his arm to be a following piece. And I think that's why a lot of times you're seeing the ball being fired. And, you know, and so it's teaching that, you know, body engagement. You know, I know the play you're talking about, especially on that, like a little check down like that to allow your, you know, arm. I almost say, like, on those short throws, I almost want to throw it like a dart. And so if you can envision throwing a dart, like, you're really only moving your wrist or kind of your forearm to throw it. You know, you're not winding up. Nobody winds up to throw a dart. And so it's the ability to create the power with your body and then just kind of flip the ball, you know, with your wrist and guide it with your hand instead of creating the power. And so that's all, you know, getting used to how to throw a football and working on those little elements. And then I think the other part, too, is a timing element. When you're late on anything, you know, or if you feel you're late, you throw it harder than you have to, or, you know, than you would if you're on time. So, you know, as you're speeding through your reads and stuff and you get to something, if you feel you're late, boom, ball's going to come out and you're going to throw it really hard because you're not sure what you're seeing. as you get more comfortable with that, and as you start to understand the timing elements and you get there a little bit faster, that also gives you the ability mentally to go, oh, I don't have to throw this really hard. I'm not late on this throw, so I don't have to rip it in there. So I think that's just a couple elements that he's going to have to grow into. And the physical one is going to be one that he's going to have to work on a little bit more, you know, so he can take something off it. I mean, that was funny. I talked to my son, who's a quarterback, also about that all the time. And then, you know, I was watching some highlights of myself a couple weeks ago. And, you know, when I was watching some highlights, I'm like, man, I throw the ball soft. You know, that, you know, everything had a little arc on it. And, you know, the bottom line was that it always got where I wanted it to go, but it never looked hard. And that's how I always wanted to play, was I never wanted to feel like I had to throw it hard. I wanted to make it easy on my guys. And so it's that balance of being able to throw it what I call firm but soft. Firm enough that it always gets there, right? It never dies. It never hangs in the air. But soft enough that you can throw it up and over a guy, or you can make it easy on your guy to adjust and catch. And that's the fine art of playing quarterback. I mean, Drew Brees, you ever see him, you ever remember him throwing a ball hard? No. Impeccable timing, impeccable accuracy, and anticipation allows you to play that way. And I just think that's something that's got to come with time with Caleb.
Kurt, thanks for this. This was delightful. We will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.